Hey, it's Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. And I have the pleasure of being joined today by Kalila Gates, MD, pulmonologist at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Dr. Gates, more than 16 million Americans have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, with degrees of disability. Can you give us an overview on the condition?
Absolutely. So COPD, or as you said, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is a broad category, or like what I like to call an umbrella category of lung diseases, and they're chronic, that's the chronic part of it. And these are illnesses where people have either emphysema, where certain exposures has actually caused changes in the lung tissue, or chronic bronchitis, in which you have a lot of inflammation in the airways. COPD in general, the presentation, the symptoms associated with it are shortness of breath, coughing, sputum production. And when you have those symptoms and various risk factors, we really do want people to at least think about going to see their physician. And I don't want you to think about it. I actually want you to go and see your physician so that we can try to get a diagnosis.
And Dr. Gates, can we touch more on those risk factors? What can some of those be?
Absolutely. So when people have COPD, the first thing I think people think about is smoking, whether it is yourself smoking or you are exposed to heavy secondhand smoke. And though that is definitely a risk factor, but what we want to do is expand how we think about the development of COPD. You can have genetic disorders like lacking some of the enzymes like alpha-1 antitrypsin that will give you emphysema, and so you would fall into the COPD category. You can have exposures to various things in the environment. We know that in certain environments where you are exposed to fumes, chemicals of that nature, that too can cause some of the COPD physiology. And so we have to move away from this notion of because I didn't smoke, COPD is not an option for me. If you have symptoms that are significant or are aligned with the symptoms of COPD, again, that shortness of breath, when you move around, you get worsening shortness of breath, coughing, it is possible that you do have COPD.
Wow. And Dr. Gates, how is COPD diagnosed?
So we say that COPD is diagnosed in two ways. One, we have to have a really good clinical picture. So that's why we spend a lot of time talking to you about your symptoms, about your exposures, etc. And so we have a clinical suspicion based on how you present and what you tell us you're experiencing. And then we use various tests, like what we call pulmonary function tests, where we see how your lungs are actually operating. And if we have those two things that pretty much are consistent, we'll call it COPD.
Very good information today. This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Danny D here with Kalila Gates, MD, pulmonologist at Northwestern Medicine. Now, if someone is diagnosed with COPD, what different treatment options are offered at Northwestern Medicine?
So at Northwestern Medicine, we have a asthma COPD program. And so we specifically treat people who have asthma and COPD. And I think it is important to remind people that this is a diagnosis that can be treated. It cannot be reversed. So the damage that is done is done, but our treatments really focus on how you're feeling. What symptoms are you having? Can we open up those airways enough to get that air out so that you're not short of breath, that you're not coughing a lot? So we really focus on symptom management, and that may be some inhalers, that could be some other types of pills. It really just depends on the patient's symptoms. If you have advanced COPD, we are strong components of going to physical therapy to strengthen those respiratory muscles, to improve your sensation of shortness of breath. So it is a diagnosis that, though it cannot be reversed, can absolutely be treated with improvement in symptoms as the goal.
Such great information today, Dr. Gates. Now, I need to know, what is one thing that you want us to take away if someone, or if if we are diagnosed or someone we know is diagnosed with COPD, what's a good nugget for us?
I have two nuggets. The first nugget is if you have a diagnosis of COPD, you more than likely are going to be fine. You need to follow with someone. You need to have regular checkups, but we're going to get you through it. We're going to get you back to your life. And number two, the nugget would be stay as vaccinated as possible to reduce any chances of COPD exacerbations. And that is, if you get an infection, it causes worsening breathing. And we know that is associated with declining respiratory function. And so we want to minimize that as much as we can.
Dr. Gates, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.